89th minute, and Daniel Marty somehow pops up with a win after goalkeeper flaps, and that's the story of game. Leicester will come away with a big three points through the weekend ahead of teams playing each of them around them in the league. And my sums up tonight, I'll give Daniel Amati man of the match for winning it. Where do I finish? Mark, this will be me dropping out of this because I'm going to work now. So, lads, enjoy your talk after the game. I'm now smiling from here to here to go to work for the next 4 hours. But I'll be honest with you, for 60 minutes of this football match, I did not think we were going to get anywhere near the goal. So, to win it, brilliant. We now get a week off, and I think it's massive for the club. Give the boys a couple of days off, give them some rest and recuperation, and now get them focused for Sheffield United next Sunday at home.
Brilliant, Tom. Thanks so much for the watch along.
Go and enjoy. Enjoy your nights.
At least you can work with a smile on your face. We'll see you soon. Thanks, Tom.
Cheers, pal.
Thanks, Tom, for that, and Lox as well. That was absolutely brilliant to watch along with the guys. Lox is going to stick around. Jamie's just joined us. Let's get a few comments in there for you all. Get your views and get your comments in. Chris says LCFC can score goals. Liam says, good job, boy. Wasn't easy commentating on that. Well done to Lox and Tom for that. I'm going to share the link with you shortly. Patrick says, we'll be cheering Man City on tomorrow. Yeah, we will. They play Man United. So keep getting your scores in there and your comments on today's game. Who was your man of the match? Mark says, a much better second half. Well done, lads. Big win. Jamie, what was your take on that? I mean, it's a win.
Well, a bit like what... Yeah, the positive is we've got 3 points. A win's a win, doesn't matter how you get it. First 60 minutes, like Tom says, we didn't play well at all, did we? I couldn't see where a goal was coming from, let alone where 3 points was coming from. And if we played like that the last 30 minutes, the whole game, we'd have won that with ease. But we just, it's just little things that still bugging me. Yes, we've won, but it's just this side-side, back-back. It's just a bit too much for my liking. It was four times in the game, we had throw-ins in attacking positions. Within three passes, it was back with Kasper. I don't understand what's going on. I really don't. But on the positive side, we won. It was much better in the second half, in the last 30 minutes. So, yeah, we got 3 points. We're second. Let's just hope Man City do us a favour now and win, beat Man U tomorrow.
Lox, I think that was it, wasn't it? It was, in the end, it wasn't the best game for us. But Nacho took his goal well, Lox. And Nacho again, looked more likely to score than Vardy, if you ask me again.
I'd agree, mate. Yeah, I'd agree completely. I mean, Vardy was kind of running into the channels, wasn't he? A little bit more like he does. And Nacho was left off as the number nine, if you like. So, yeah, I think, look, Nacho, we said all along, we've said it for time and time again, he seems to be a confidence player. That goal, and what a goal it was against Burnley, is clearly giving him the confidence. And it's, again, another good finish. When I saw Nacho take that extra touch and you know, played a little bit slow, I thought, oh, God, here we go. He's going to...
Here we go, yeah. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, he's gonna fumble it, but he chipped it. He chipped it over the keeper, and it was a great finish. So, yeah, again, a good performance from Nacho. You know, it's we moan when he's, you know, his Bambi on ice, what he has been in the past, and he's not doing much. But when he comes up with a bit of magic like that, just like last game, it's quality.
Patrick says, Jamie, you got the score result.
I did. It's unusual, isn't it? It usually goes opposite to me. Lox, what I was going to say was, you said about Vardy running into the channels, but do you think Vardy running into the channels gives Nacho more space?
Yes.
More chances to create? Yeah. I think it works.
We said it before, Vardy, about playing two up front. And
yeah, Vardy might not.
And
yes, I've always said it. I've always said play two up top, old school. Play two up top. But yeah, I think with Vardy, I know he's not scoring a lot and not having any chances, but he's making chances by moving defenders away for Nacho to run in the spaces where we know, and he has done in the past, where he scored before. Not saying Nacho is going to be the greatest ever goal scorer now just because he scored two on the trot, but it does help him out having two up there. And it's proved again that 20 in 22 between them two now.
Will says, good teams still win when they play average or poor. Great 3 points. Neil says it looked like it was a penalty. Yeah, we'll come on to that, the VAR thing, but in the end, it doesn't matter. We've won. Listen, we've got loads of people clicked on the link. I'm going to chuck them in here one by one and just get their views. So I'm going to start with Ross. Let's get Ross in. And Jack. Hi, Ross. Hi, lads. Ross, good result in the end. What was your take on it? I'm going to just going to give people a minute to get their views on, and then I'm going to, they've got that many to click in, Ross, okay?
That's fine, there is. Like I said, yeah, it weren't the greatest of starts, but at the day, a win's a win, you know, no matter how bad or good we play. But man of the match, before everyone, before you ask everybody, Phil, Nacho, 100% Iheanacho. Yeah, I think one of the best games he's played tonight, I think, Iheanacho. So brilliant, the way he took his goal, brilliant. But guess what? We've scored from a corner. We've scored
finally.
From a corner. And Daniel Amati, do you know what? He's had a lot of stick on here recently. And do you know what? He's just blown the kiss to say all the haters, because that was a good, well-taken goal tonight. Very well done. Yeah, it was the penalty. I tell you, if we hadn't scored from that corner, this would be a different conversation right now about the VAR stuff, penalty. But we scored it. Scored from that corner. 2-1 victory. Thank God we won that game, because now we're going to Sheffield United, a bit more confidence now. Obviously, and finally get an aftermath show tomorrow as well.
Yes, I do.
We get an aftermath show as well. But no, yeah, I'm going to go anyway, because I'm going to have a drink anyway. Oh, okay. Obviously, I know people are clicking on. But cheers to everyone.
Thanks, Ross.
Big win.
See you later, Ross.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks, Ross. Jack, what was your take on it? And then I'm going to add in Elijah, Jono, great. We've got loads of people, Chris, Fee. Jack, yeah, what's your take on it?
Two of the biggest criticised players at the club scored. You know, Amati blew a kiss to all his criticisers and that. And he well deserved. I thought Amati played well. Second half, he adapted to the game more and he got what he deserved, which were awarded their goal. And you know, I think we attacked Brighton more second half, but we always seem to score in the 80-odd minute when we play Brighton away from home to win the game. So, yeah, I'm quite happy with the performance and I'm glad Kel got another goal, which I predicted he'd score, and I got the score prediction as well, 2-1. So, I'm happy with it.
Absolutely. Let's add in Elijah and Jono together. Let's start with you, Elijah. Thanks for clicking in. What was your take on it in the end, Elijah?
Well, I mean, we started like this and we finished like that. Things turned around. And honestly, to me, it came down to three words. And that was Mark Kevin Albrighton. He came on and we really just saw a change in how we move forward. There was more cohesion in the passes. It was his cross that came in from the corner. I'm amazed we didn't start him in the first place.
Yeah, Jono, what was your take on it?
I completely agree with that. I think Michael Brighton changed things when he came on. There's nothing really to take positive other than the result, really, on that, I'll be quite honest, which is a big, big positive, because we needed something, didn't we? We needed that 3 points. But yeah, I think we just got to park that performance and move on. Hopefully get a week off, get some players back, get some freshness back in the legs. And hopefully go out and get 3 points against Sheffield United, which we should do. But that was shocking watching, wasn't it? I mean, let's be honest, I didn't see that coming. The VAR thing as well, shocking as well. That was a clear penalty. I don't know what to say other than there's corruption going on there, if that's not given, but you know.
Jono, no, yeah. I think what Sky said, if he'd given it a penalty, then the VAR wouldn't have been able to overturn. Couldn't have overturned it, because it's not a clear and obvious error. So because he didn't give it, there was no way they could, because it wasn't that clear a penalty. Could you tell whether he touched the ball or whether Vardy got clipped first? Because I couldn't. I wasn't sure. But if it'd been a Man U, I understand where you're saying about corruption. I think it'd be a Man U, they'd have definitely got it. But because he didn't give it, then that's why the VAR didn't want to overturn it, because it wasn't clear and obvious. Which these clear and obvious rules are a bit strange, pal, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm over the moon with the result. I'm over the moon with the result, but yeah, there's a lot of questions we need to answer about the performances, and you know, there's no hiding about it that we were awful, and we've been awful for a long, long time now. So hopefully, you know, because we've only got a couple of games in March now, we've only got the Man U game, the Cup game, and then Sheffield. You know, hopefully that will give us a bit of time to get back together and get some freshness back, because that's clearly what we need to do.
Yeah, indeed. Yep. Before I let you guys go, Elijah, who was your man of the match today?
I got to give it to Albrighton. I just think he changed the game as soon as he came on, and he didn't put too many feet wrong for me. I think that there's reasonable criticism for pretty much anyone on the pitch, but Albrighton had the best showing.
And Jono, same for you, man of the match.
Yeah, I'd say the same. He was only on for 20-odd minutes, 25 minutes, but we were that bad that he was our best player by a long way, just even with just the 20 minutes that he came on. So, you know, over the moon with the result. But, yeah, hopefully we can move on now and keep pushing.
All right. Jono and Elijah, thanks for joining us. We'll let you guys go. Thanks, Elijah.
See you later, Elijah.
Jamie, who was your man of the match? Jamie, did we get your man of the match?
No, I'm going to give it to Marty for the goal, for the winning goal. He scored the winning goal. He's had a bit of stick. And I wouldn't say deserved the goal, but I think on the play for the last half hour, we deserved to get something out of that game. So, yeah, I'd give it to Marty, to be honest, just because he scored the winning goal, not because he was outstanding, just because he scored the winning goal.
Yeah, and Jack, your man of the match was...
Daniel Amati, you know what I mean? Like, the guy comes good when he gets a lot of criticism, Phil. He proves his critics and doubters wrong, so I'm going to get Amati.
I think we've lost him.
We've lost Phil. His computer's gone again. His computer's gone. Oh, he's here. He's there. No, he's gone.
I'll just quickly say my man. I agree with you two as well. I'm going for the Daniel Amati, man of the match. Daniel Amati, I'm going with. Like you said, I mean, I think we... Oh, is he back? There he is.
Oh, come on, Phil.
Come on, Phil. Get your Wi-Fi.
You need that sorted out. Get on with it.
You're getting like me.
Go on, Knox. What were you saying?
I was just saying I agree with Jamie and Jack, man of the match, Daniel Amati. I think... you know, I was saying to Tom at the end there, let's not paper over the cracks. It was a terrible performance again. We're a second half team and we know that. You know, we got better, I suppose you could look at it that way as time went on, but we still gave the ball away far too much. But yeah, I think, you know, I was going to say Iheanacho for our man of the match, but when Amati popped up with that in the, you know, towards the end of the game to win it, I think you can't look past him. So yeah, Daniel Amati.
Right, I've got lots to get in. I'm just going to quickly add them in. We're going to add... Go on, Jamie.
Jamie Carragher's having an orgasm over Tillemans' no-look pass here at the minute. He's loving every moment of it.
Yes,
Jamie Redknapp, it was a great pass. Absolutely loving his no-look pass.
Yeah.
Go on then, Chris. Give us your views.
Well, I just love the fact that 5 out of 6 people went on Lox's show yesterday, including me, and said it was going to be 2-1, and we've been proven right. So, I think this is only the second time this season I've actually got a score right. So I'm going to take that. But no, unfortunately,
Chris, I've only said it once, so you're lucky.
So I'm actually going to completely disagree with everyone in terms of the man of the match, because I'm going to hold my hands up. I only watched the last 25 minutes because of my radio show, but I was really impressed with Tavazi.
Tavares.
I can't pronounce his name. Tavares. But yeah, Jamie. I was really, really impressed with him. And
join my club, Chris.
That's terrible.
Go on, Chris.
But no, Chris. I'm going to say he was my man of the match.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Let's see. Did Gray just go there? I think we lost Gray.
I think he's back.
I'm going to add in Fee. He's back. I'm going to add Fee in just to get her views in. Fee, yes? What was your take on today's game?
Yeah, hi, everyone.
Hi, Fee.
I don't get to watch the match, but I do follow the watch-alongs, and I think they're great.
Good, Fee. Thank you for watching along with Tom and Lox today. What was your take on the game? You're just pleased with a win in the end, like the rest of us? Fee, can you hear me?
Yeah, I was going to win. Can you hear me?
It's a bit broken up, Fee. I think we've lost you. Sorry about that. Let's add in Jono. Different Jono. Can you hear me, Jono?
Yeah, can you?
Thanks for waiting patiently. Sorry, we just lost Fee there. I don't know what happened to her. Jono, what was your take on it today?
It was a rollercoaster of emotions, to be honest. The first half was like, we're going to go out of top four. But second half, we really brought up, and then, you know, we showed our class. So happy for a win, but obviously a lot of room to improve over the next few weeks.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, a win's a win, isn't it, Jono? And
Definitely.
Who were you? I mean, not in a great game, but who stood out for you, maybe man of the match?
I think Tielemans for me. Because, again, his passing to Vardy or to Iheanacho is just world-class. Without him, assists won't be where we are. So Tielemans for me, that pass was just amazing for me.
Yeah, Jamie, it was a great pass. And I must admit, we've put a poll on Twitter. I've not seen the results yet. We put in it for man of the match. We did put Tielemans, Amati, Nacho, and I forget the fourth one, Tavares, we put in as well. I think Tielemans has stepped up. He's played 38 games, apparently, they said today, Jamie.
Yeah, he's played a lot of time. He's played, I think he said, started 28 games. And I think that was his 17th game on the bounce that he's played. So that's some growing, that is. And that's,
I think he's played the most out of anyone, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. But yeah, it's brilliant. He's got to have a rest. Somehow they've got to try and find a way of having a rest. But can't, though. If all these players are still injured next week, I know they've got a week off, but they're still, Maddison will be struggling. Perez will be struggling. So he's got to play, but he could have just a complete week off and turn up on Saturday afternoon. No, when is it? Sorry, Sunday afternoon with his boots. Say, "Hi, boss, I'm fit," and play. He needs a rest. He needs to have a few days off from training, I think. Give a bit of a break.
Yeah, indeed. No. Locks, I don't know what Locks is giggly at.
Cheers.
He's gone in Myra.
Arix. Yeah. Age. anyhow.
Hold on, Jono's come on for the first time, and Locks is talking about ages of people. Sorry, it's not normal, right. It's Jono, it's just Locks, right?
Yeah, good result in the end. That's all I'll say.
Locks, Jono, before we let you go, obviously Sheffield United next week.
Yeah.
At least with having the point against Burnley looks better now. We've got the three at Brighton. It looks like 4 points. Another three at Sheffield United would make it all look a lot better as well, wouldn't it? That would be seven.
If we, even tonight's win, I was thinking, if we beat Brighton tonight, I'd be like, we'd be set ourselves up, because a lot of teams have really bad form, then have one fluke win like this was, and then they move on with confidence. So I think it'd be a tougher game against Sheffield, because again, they're starting to play better football now. So it'd be, again, a really tough game. But I think if we win there, I'd be like confident we'll get top four this season.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jono, for joining us. Do click on again.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, we are second in the league. Thanks, Jono.
No problem. See you later, guys.
Cheers,
Jono.
Thank you.
Sorry about Lox's behaviour.
No, it's all right. No problem.
Brilliant. Yeah, I mean...
Oh, hold on. Someone's just given me an idea.
I've lost the plot now after that comment.
Someone's given me an idea.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Age?
Age is only a number.
Right. I think it's about time to... yeah. But it's time now to leave it. Right, listen. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Chris, Jack, Locks, Jono. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, everybody, for that. Listen, I think the main thing is it's a win's a win. Thanks to Tom and Locks for doing the watch-along. Thanks for everybody who's clicked on and give us their views. We are second in the league, just as Luke says there. League. I definitely lost the plot. Luke says, second in the league, 2 points clear of United, and now, let's face it, we're hoping for a City win tomorrow. I think that about sums it up, Luke. Well done with getting the last comment in. Don't forget, join us. What have we got on now? Tomorrow morning. Let's put Jamie on. Tomorrow morning, Jamie.
Fox's Aftermath show. Only about the third one of this season. Everyone come and join me at 10 o'clock. Got a couple of new more faces tomorrow. And then Matthew Bond's joining me as well. So, yeah, come and enjoy it. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Let's talk about a victory instead of a preview. a review, sorry. Come on, Leicester.
Jamie's looking forward to that. That's 10 o'clock tomorrow. I've got the Fan Zone show on Monday, and then blimey, we've got a week off. It's nice. We've not got anything to do until Lox's show on Friday at 7:15. So join Jamie at 10 tomorrow, me at 7:30 on Monday, Lox at 7:15 on Friday, and then obviously the watch along for the Sheffield United game. Thanks for all your comments. Thanks for all your likes and shares. If you're watching on YouTube, go and subscribe. If you're watching on Facebook, Twitter, give us a like, give us a share, and follow all the socials that we do. Thanks again for everybody for all your help tonight in getting tonight's show. Lox is hiccuping in background there, and we'll see you next time.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beat Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at LeicesterFanTV.